It's called Vayigash. Okay, it's a short sedra in Torah Od. Okay, page 86. The pasuk says, Vayigash Shel of Yehuda. Yehuda came close to Yates and said, Be Adeni, please my master. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is going off early at the beginning of the Maimon. He makes it, Kedos, Beitenu Arozim. It says in the pasuk, that the walls of our house are cedar trees, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash, okay, whatever, or the Mishkan. I'm sorry, the Mishkan. Vine yeshleim ha'hefesh bein Mishkan le'Beis HaLamim, the difference between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, ha'Mishkan or Yemei Arozim. The Mishkan was made out of cedar trees, acacia wood, whichever way you define it. K'mei shekosuv, atzi shitim eimdim. So the Mishkan was made out of wood. And the covering was made out of animal skin. Okay, so the Mishkan was made out of wood. The covering was made out of animal skins. And it was dafka made not from wood. Because in certain parts of it, you're not allowed to have any protruding wood in the Beis HaMikdash, I think he says. There are only certain cedar beams, betikra sa'ulam, and the ceiling of the ulam. Bottom line is like this. The Mishka was made out of wood and skins, and the Beis HaMikdash was made out of dirt and stone. Why? In the Mishkan was the primary building made out of wood. And the dirt was only on the floor of the Mishkan. Yet, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was the opposite. That the stones and the dirt were the primary part of the building. Even the roof, those parts that had a roof, were also made from stone and dirt. But are your eight miraculous shall add as an out. Show you tfailum liked abin. He asked a very simple question. Why was the Mishka made out of wood and why was the Beis HaMikdash made out of stone? Should have been uniform. Either
the Mishka was the one that was moving around the tent,
right?
Right. So wouldn't the simple answer be they had to move it?
Yeah, but you can move stone things too.
Stone is coming from higher source.
One second.
The air is higher.
The Indian is as follows. Kihine yedua, it's known, sheyesh b'chol elam dalet b'chines. In every world, there's four levels. Damim, tzemeya, chay, medaber. Inanimate, plant, animal, and human. V'adamim, mulamata, b'madrega, mea, tzemeach. Inanimate is lower than plant. Tzemeach, lamata, mina, chay. And plant is lower than animal. And the highest is humans. Well, not in Beverly Hills, but officially. So now you have inanimate, in ascending order, yeah? Inanimate, plant, animal, and human. So now the question is, it doesn't make sense. Why is it that what produces vegetation is the inanimate earth.
Yes.
Why is it, conceptually, that the earth, which is inanimate, produces plant? Plant is higher than earth. So if anything, the plant should produce earth, not earth producing plant. The Indian is as follows. The Lord or Isaac or Isaac, each one has an advantage and disadvantage. Meaning, even though inanimate is lower than plant, Yisrael has an advantage. Okay. So, like was just mentioned from the in-house scholar over here, that the earth, because it's lower, originates in a higher place. So therefore, even though down here inanimate is lower than plant, which is lower than animal, which is lower than human, but up there it's in reverse. Okay? And he says, There's an argument in the Gemara between Bisham Beis Hillel, Chadam Hashamayim Kodmu La'aretz. One opinion says heavens are created first, like it said, Bereishis Bara Es Hashamayim Ves Ha'aretz. V'Chadam, and the other opinion says Eretz Kodmu. Earth was created first because at the end of creation. It says, B'yem Aseis Hashem Elokim Eretz Hashamayim. So over there is a discussion in the Gemara. One opinion says heaven was created first because it says at the beginning of Chumash, Hashem created heaven and earth, meaning heaven was first. At the end of creation, it says, this is the told us, Hashemayim, B'yem Aseis Hashem Elokim, and the day God made, Eretz Hashemayim, first earth, then heaven. So therefore, you have two opinions, what was created first. Now, obviously, you cannot have a machlekes, you can't have an argument and a fact. Which one was created? You could say kosher and treif. You can have an argument. Is it kosher or treif? But one of the two had to happen first. So how can both opinions be right? And he says, ve'elo ve'elo divrei Elokim chayim. And he says, what does that mean? Shebemachshava eretz kodma l'shamayim. He says like this. In thought, meaning purpose, let earth is first. But in actual reality, Bara Shemayim Tchili created the heaven and earth. Meaning, everybody agrees as follows. Heaven was actually created first. The purpose of creation is not spiritual. The purpose of creation is physical. So therefore, the argument is, are we looking at the reality or the potential? Same thing like Bechanika. Same Bisham and Beisil, by the way. Do we, in other words, one opinion says earth was created first, meaning not that it was physically created first. The purpose of creation was earth. The other one says no, factually heaven was created first. And he says, the Indian is like this. He says, like we say in Lachodaydi, the end of action was in thought first. Pirish, ki aretz v'fishul seif ma'isim. Because the earth is the last of creations, al kinshol sheba machshava comes from a higher level of thought, which chilas a machshava, which is the ultimate purpose. Meaning, in thought, earth was created first. Like it says, in machshava, seif ma'ase, the end of action, but machshava tchila. That means, earth, which is the ultimate purpose of creation, comes from thought. Heaven came from speech. Avol Shemayim Shem Tchilas Amaisa. Hey Machreinim Sheba Machshav is the later thought. In the thinking, Kizah Klau Shaseif Maisa Eilu Tchilu B'Machshava. That the end is wedged in the beginning, so to speak. The Seif Maisa, the end of action, is in thought first. Lokach Hatzemech L'Mayle Me'Adayim. Therefore, down here, in reality, in the real world, plant is higher than inanimate. V'chein achai l'mayla miyatzameach, which is kefisei that is tauschlus, according to the way of the worlds. Deimim tzameach chai medaber. Ba'elem shebechines ha-deimim va'af va'aretz. U'bechines seif ma'isim. Tzameach chai l'mayla mimeno dastinin kod shemayim kod mo'aretz. By the way, the four levels of inanimate plant, animal, and human also correspond with the four worlds. This world, action, is daimim. The world of yitzira is plant. The world of bria, where all the malachim are, is chayis, the level of animals. And atzilis is adam, that's the level of medaber. So therefore, in the order of worlds, Atzilus is higher, then Bria, then Yetzirah, then Asiya. So therefore, human, animal, plant, inanimate, that's the order. But in the ultimate, up there, then everything is reversed, because the higher the thing, the lower it falls. So he says, Mikomake mitzad shoshe b'machshav akduma. In the thought of initial thinking, Hari added, kadma lokulim b'machshav. Therefore, only the earth can bring out vegetation because the earth is higher than vegetation. Like the Alter Rebbe explains, why does a human sustain themselves from animals and from plant and from inanimate? Because in the source, they're higher. What? In purpose. Yeah. Therefore, everybody sustains themselves from the earth. Plant, animals sustain themselves from the earth. Humans sustain themselves from the earth. You need water. That's all. Okay. So he says, Hine, second column. Mishkan lo hayanimsa dayin tachlis ha-shleimis shayiragdiris adish ha-kodesh baruch hu. Says the Mishkan was only the temporary home of Hashem. It wasn't permanent. Like it says in the pasuk, ki le'basim adata la-minucha v'la-nachl. You haven't come to the permanent home of Hashem. Like it says, ve'yimisalech ba'oyel ha-mishkan. Hashem says, I'm going to walk in the oil and the Mishkan. Lachain, because it's lower, Nasik Fiefin say the Dishtaushis Oilams. Therefore, the Mishkan was built on the level of the worlds the way it is down here. Meaning, top were animal skins, the walls were plant, and the ground was inanimate. So the lowest was inanimate, then plant, then animal. Because that's the way the normal world is. It's not the revelation of the source the way it is all the way up there. In the practical level, plant is higher than animals, higher than plant, which is higher than dirt.
But this was told to Moshe to do it this way.
That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was told to do it that way. Because the Mishkan wasn't the revelation of the essence. It was only temporary. That's why when the Mishkan left the place it was on, there was no holiness left to the place. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, but the place is holy.
And Beit HaMikdash, there were no animal use, right? In Beit HaMikdash, there were all...
In the construction, just inanimate.
All stone, no iron.
No. Well, there was metal, there was certain metal thing, but not in the structure. The structure of the Beis HaMikdash was pure stone and earth. No. From material.
That's
well,
yeah. Here's some Persians, so that's a good
one. Yeah.
Persian rugs. Jerusalem rugs. No, that inside the Mishkan you had other things. You had the carbonus who brought those all animal and plant, and even the carbonus had all parts of it, inanimate, plant, animal, and human. They had the pouring of the water, then they had the plants, they had to bring the flower offerings.
But the higher then the, was the animal.
Yeah, in the Mishkan. And then you had the person bringing it. But that was in the Beis HaMikdash too. But he's saying the difference between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is the Mishkan was in the reality and the Beis HaMikdash was in the source. Therefore, the source, earth and stone, is higher. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash should be made out of stone and earth.
There are other cultures and societies that took it to a higher level by sacrificing human beings.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a bad idea today, by the way. I'll give you a list. But it says in the Gemara says that when a person brought a korban, especially a sin offering, it was supposed to appear to them as if they were really sacrificing themselves. As guy sinned, he should have been killed. Hashem in his infinite kindness says, you know, if you bring an animal, I will consider it as if you brought yourself. So there is that concept, but not in reality, because halachically, the life of a person is too precious. And therefore it says in the Yerushalmi, when it says they asked this one, what does a person do that gets sinned? And they asked Torah, and they asked the Kodesh Baruch, and And the ultimate is that let him do tshuva and get forgiven.
When Yom Kippur, they look at the chicken that is, you have to really look at it.
Yeah.
But you mean Erev Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see some pictures, that is blue chicken, like gazing.
He's upset.